the beginning of the Sugya, which though the Sugya itself doesn't appear in the Gemara proper in terms of the Ketim of Archin, Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah and all the Rishonim make reference to the Sugya, which says it earlier, in order to understand many of the other issues that come up in terms of our Sugya, particularly relating to the Chiyuv of Challah and Hamotzi and how we define Lechem, some topics that we've already started to discuss a little bit in the past. So really the Sugya is actually Masechet Challah Sugya, but in order to understand everything that's going on in our Sugya, we have to understand this Sugya in and of itself. So the name of this Sugya is Chilas Isav Asof Asufkele, we've alluded to a little bit in the past, and it revolves around the Mishnah Masechet Challah, in terms of Aleph Mishnah Hey, where the Mishnah tells us, if you take a look at the first, the Mamakomus and Tosa, the Tosa already quotes the Mishnah, the Tosa Mamadayan Revei, at the end of the first line, the Hamir Masechet Challah, Koshet Chilasa Isa Vesof Asufkirin Chayovin Bechala. What does that phrase mean, Chilasa Isa Vesof Asufkirin? So Rabbi Tam's opinion is, says that Isa refers to what we call a Bli La'ova, refers to a thick dough, like a bread type of a dough, a masa type of a dough. The Sufkirin refers to the process of Bishol, to cooking or to deep frying or something, which is usually not necessarily associated with bread. According to Rabbi Tam, what the Mishnah is really telling us is that as long as you make a thick dough, even though you were planning on cooking that dough, you were planning on frying that dough, it doesn't matter. Such a dough is by definition going to be chayav and challah. That's the statement of the Mishnah, Tchilos Isa B'Sof Sufkinut. It's based on this, we continue on in the Tosfos, to the next line, the Pasuk Rabbi Tam, the third line of the Tosfos, the Pasuk Rabbi Tam came the Nivlish V'Rushalish. I can't say exactly what the Nivush and the Rushmush are, but they seem to be the equivalent of what we would call today like kreplach, or those who are more the Chinese taste would call the wontons. It means they're basically something which is made out of a real dough, but it was never baked in an oven, it was cooked, it was fried, etc. So these kinds of foods, says Rabbi Natav, is chilasa isa b'varach alein ha-motzi v'chayovin b'chala ha-pagat b'sof and sufkin. It says Rabbi Natav, these kinds of foods are considered to be full-fledged bread, even though they were never baked in an oven. Nafkamina, both in terms of the chiyuchal, as well as in terms of chuz brachas. But now Rabbi Natam takes a little bit of a step back. When mitchila yirot salam Rabbi Natam, to davke chayovin b'chala, the mitzvah chala b'odan isa, the chsiv arisa seichem, the whole shahayu mitchila isa chayovin b'chala, avam la'motzi p'turim, the achshvim sufkanim, comes Rabbi Natam and says, just because the Mishnah tells us that chilasa isa v'sof v'sufkinin is chayav et chala, just because the halacha is, according to the Tam, that a kreplach are obligated in chala, that doesn't necessarily translate to mean that you reset hamotzi on them. Why not? What's the distinction? Here the Tam raises a basic hakira within his understanding of the Mishnah. This halacha that appears in the Mishnah, according to the Tam's reading of the Mishnah, the kreplach are chayav et chala, Yesh Lachkor, what did raise the following question? What's the nature of that chiyuv? Why is it that krep of a chayiv and chala is more than not baked? So one can argue that in order to be chayiv and chala, it need not be called lachem. In order to be chayiv and chala, the real chayiv and chala is isa, is dough. How do we know that? Pasuk Chumash, Reishis and Reishis Sechem. The Torah speaks about dough. So it could be that there's a chiyuv of chala of isa, even if it never really meets the criteria of being called a shem lechem. If this is true, says Rabbi Adam, then perhaps that's the reason why Bli La'ova is chayavas and chala, not because it's called lechem. Lechem is defined in terms of afiyah. It has to be baked. And the Pasuk says, Oflu lachem b'chem etan arechot. Unless it goes through the process of baking, it's not called lechem. But in order to be chayav and chala, it need not be called lechem. That's one way of understanding the Mishnah in Challah. Or maybe one can argue, that what the Mishnah in Challah is telling us is that, of course, there's a loch of lechem. Of course, it has to be called the Shem lechem in order to be chayav in Challah. However, acholchem lechem aretz, the Torah speaks about in Parsha Shlach and the Parsha of Challah. What the Mishnah is telling us is a phenomenal chiddush, that whereas we thought that lechem is always associated with baking, that is not true. That you can create a shem lechem just by kneading alone, just the process of lisha, the process of bli la'ova, making a thick dough, will create a full-fledged halachic lechem l'chol dinei Torah, even if it never makes it inside an oven. So that's the hakir that Rabbi Tam raises within the Mishnah, according to his interpretation of the Mishnah. The fact that krep l'chav cause chayav and chala, one comes up b'shul chayav and chala, is that because it's called isa? Or is that because it's called lechem? My nafkamina, the nafkamina of nafkamina, but there'll be other areas of halacha where Isa doesn't play a role, but lechem does play a role. So the Rosh of the Bracha of Hamotzi, Samotzi lechem in Eretz, or Birchas Hamazon. The Torah says, Eretz is the lo b'mis kenus tocha bol lechem, the chal to b'shot of erachta, or the techanas lechem of the tilus yadayim, was only instituted on something that's called lechem when you were sent a motzi. So what's the din? To kreplach, the wontons have the status of lechem l'chol dini ha-Torah. So just because the chayv and challah is not necessarily a raya brura. So this is how Rabbeinu Tam raises the shayla. This was b'chilah ha-Rasa Rabbeinu Tam loyim. That originally Rabbeinu Tam used to say that the kreplach are chayv and challah because it's a din of Isa, but they're not going to be sad and melzi. And then in the end, Rabbeinu Tam backed down. The lo nira, the back to the Tosfos. Says Tosfos, I'll bring a raya from the sugya itself that what Rabbeinu Tam used to say is not correct. The Gemara quotes a braisa and it says that when a kohen would eat a kavod mincha in the Beis Hamikdash, he would recite a bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. We had a whole sugya previously about saying Shechiyonu when a kavod mincha, but what about the brachas Nehenin? But the halacha is when a kohen would eat a kavod mincha, he would recite Hamotzi. So ask Tosfos, what do you recite Hamotzi for? We know how the menachos were prepared. The menachos were fried. The menachos, the machavas, the macheshes, they were fried. They were deep fried. Not deep fried. I don't even want to describe the precise procedure of the preparation of the menachos, but they weren't baked. So comes Tosfos and says, what do you say Hamotzi for? So the answer is, the only reason why you say Hamotzi on the menachos must be because they were a blue lava, since they were originally mixed as a thick dough, even though they never saw the inside of an oven, they were mincha machavas, mincha macheshes, etc., things which were not ovens. So Afa Pichein, the Gemara says, you make a motzi, you see from here that you make a motzi on a wonton also. So who would have ever thought, the Tosfos is going to bring a rag, guy sits down to the Chinese restaurant, wants to know what bracha to make on a wonton, the guy sitting down wants to eat a kreplach, wants to know what bracha do you make. So says Tosfos, the model for a bracha to recite in a wonton is a mincha, the basic expression of the same So it's a b'lila ova, even though it was never nefa, it doesn't matter. A b'lila ova is considered to be lecha by definition, and that's the mishnah in Maseches Challah. This is all Tosfos' presentation. So why do we shut him saying not so fast, not so poshur, we can't bring any rice so fast for the kavod mincha, because there were certain menachos that were in fact baked. There was a mincha nafet hanor. There were three different ways of preparing the menachos. Some were through machavas, some were through macheshas, and some were through mafet hanor. So when the Braisa says that they made a motzi of menachos, who said they made a motzi of all menachos? Maybe only those menachos that were baked. Those menachos that weren't baked, maybe they had a set mezonos on it. So the raya of the Tosfos is not an absolute ironclad raya. But Tosfos, at the time, stick to their guns, that based on the Mishnah of Chilos Isa v'Sof V'Sufkirin, being obligated in Challah, this is not just a din prati v'chus Challah, not just the chiv in terms of the Isa, but this is a reflection of the fact that it's called Lechem, that a new definition of lechem can be accomplished, the shame of lechem can be accomplished through Isa, even without a subsequent afir. This is Shittas Tosfos v'Da'as Rabbeinu Tam. Come Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not printed out, but come Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah, and say, no, that which Rabbeinu Tam originally thought is in fact the emes. That's the honest and bitter truth, says Rabbeinu Yonah. That just because the Mishnah says it's chayv and challah, that in no shape or form indicates that you make a motzi on it. Why, says Rabbeinu Yonah? To the exact svara that Rabbeinu Tam originally said, that just because it's chayv and challah, that doesn't necessarily translate to mean that it's called lechem. The chiv of challah is a function of isa. So isa it is, but a lechem it's not. So therefore Rabbeinu Yonah says, even according to Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of the Mishnah, that kreplach and wontons are chayv and challah, they would not have a shem lechem, you would not have to wash, you would not have to bench, as no bracha v'mayit, you'd make a regular mezonos on them, even though the chayv is challah, because chal l'chud based on isa, and brachas amotzi l'chud based on lechem. So we have machloikis, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Yonah within Shittas Rabbeinu Tam's reading of the Mishnah in challah, yes, it's chayv and challah, but we're not sure, just because it's chayv and challah, does that necessarily translate to mean that it's going to, you're going to recite amotzi.
It does not throw up
what?
Because we define lechem by challah.
Well, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, sometimes there's a din of lechem and challah, but you can have an independent chiv of challah even without a shem lechem, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the chiddush of Isa. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah Tchilas Isa. So we go back to Tosfos. Tosfos now tries to give you some practical examples, some practical applications of their understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. So back to the first of the Mamre Kamos, the second to the last line of the Tosfos, the Rimshash, Af al gav de chiyavim bechala, shem isa b'tchila, p'turim ha'motzi, ve'em b'varach alem elabom ne'em izonos, t'leislu t'risa d'nama, v'achakav b'chus ne'en sholash al nechav yalak ha'kala. What in the world is this Rimshash? So if you take a look at the Metargim in the back of the Gemara, the Metargim says, Mashakorin Lokshin. It's noodles. Who would have ever thought? Lokshin. So he says, Tosus is addressing the question, noodles? What's that one? A noodles, chayim and chala, number one. And number two, a noodles you have to make a motzi on. So if you think about it, wait a second, noodles, how do you make noodles? So you take flour and water, you make a blula ova. It's a thick dough. And then rather than being baked in an oven, it's thrown into a pot of water. And l'chora should be a classic example of this Mishnah of Tchilasa Isa b'sofa sotkinin. It starts off as a hard, thick dough. It ends up being cooked instead of being baked. So you should plug it into the Mishnah, chayav b'chala. So Tosfos says that's exactly right. That according to Rabbi Natam, it's chayav b'chala. The noodle, the lokshin, the chayav b'chala, it's a classic Tchilasa Isa b'sofa sotkinin. Then Tosfos says, wait a second, according to what we just said, whenever it's chayav b'chala, that means it's called lechem. Because remember Tosfos said b'das Rabbi Natam, that we don't distinguish between lechem and challah, so then maybe we should come to this absurd conclusion. You have to wash our noodles. You have to make a motzi at the bench on a plate of noodles. So it comes to us and says no, that noodles fall short of hamotzi for a totally different reason. Not the ikaro. Basically, there is no fundamental difference between a wonton and a noodle. They're both blula off, but they're both is bashla. Yet one is hamotzi and the other isn't. Why is that? Because noodles are lacking what's called Teresa de Nahama. Teresa de Nahama is a phrase that appears in the Gemara in other places in case of a varchin, which translates to mean Tzura Tapas. It doesn't resemble bread at all. It's made in such a drastically different way. Little strips of flour rather than a bread, rather than a roll type of a thing. So that's not like a wonton. A wonton is like a roll, a funny looking roll. But a noodle is so fundamentally different. That's lacking Teresa de Nahama, lacking Tzura Tapas. And the Gemara says in Brachas, that's something which, although it may have met the other criteria for pas, if it doesn't have tzuras pas, if it clearly doesn't look like bread, so then the brach of a motzi is not going to apply. So comes Tosfos and says, gets us out of the skin of the teeth, so you don't have to wash the bench on a bowl of noodles, but really for a technical reason, not for an intrinsic halachic reason. It's not because it's not chayv and chala, not because it's not in Siri called lechem. It really should have been chayv and chala. It really is chayv and chala, actually. It really should have been lecha, but it's a quirk that's missing to Rez HaPas. So comes Rabbeinu Yonah and disagrees with this half of Tosfos as well. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, there's obviously no question that you're not going to make a motzi and noodles according to Rabbeinu Yonah. Even on Krepuch you don't make a motzi. But that which Tosfos assumed as a double portion, that noodles are chayv and chala, after all, it's chilas isa v'sof v'sof kinim. So say Rabbeinu Yonah, no, say this to Rabbeinu Yonah, they don't think that it's chayv and chala. Why isn't it chayv and chala? Even Rabbeinu Yonah agrees to the Mishnah, chilas isa v'sof v'sof kinim. Even Rabbeinu Yonah was going with Rabbeinu Tam's understanding that blula ova shen is bashla is chayv and chala. So what's the difference in terms of uchus chala? In uchus chala, we're not focusing on lechem according to Rabbeinu Yonah. It's just a question of isa. So why is that krepluch al chayav and chala and noodles are part of the chala according to Rabbeinu Yonah? So come Rabbeinu Yonah with a new chiddush. Come Rabbeinu Yonah and tell us that in order to be chayav and chala, it's not enough that it's chilas isa b'sof v'sof kinin. It's not enough that it's just an isa. So it has to be an isa that's made al da'as achilas pas. It has to be an isa that's made to eat as a bread kind of a substitute. What's a krepluch? Krepluch, you have the meat inside the krepluch. You have the wonton, you have the meat inside it. That's like a roll. That's like a fancy fried roll. But you ain't getting noodles. Noodles are not eating derech achilas pas. Noodles are not eating. You don't take tuna fish and put it onto your noodles as a sandwich. Noodles is considered to be a different type of food. It's not derech achilas pas. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, in order to be chayiv and chala, it has to be something which is number one in isa. That's first and foremost. Reish l'risho sechem. But it has to be an isa that's geared towards eating with teres pas. If it's not geared towards eating with teres pas, then it's pasul from chala. Where did Rabbeinu Yonah get this from? What's the source to say such a thing? So this is clearly Rabbeinu Yonah l'shitaso that we spoke about last week. Rabbeinu Yonah had a unique understanding of chala when we spoke about the sugya of lechem ha'asim l'kusach. You remember Rabbeinu Yonah said that if you bake bread, it almost looks like regular bread, flour, water in an oven, it works, regular bread, but your intention of this bread is not to eat it as bread, as a sandwich, but your intention of this bread is to break it into little pieces and to use it as a dip, use it in the kusach, use it as part of this food, which is derech tibul, not derech achila. It's used as dipping rather than eating. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, pata from chala. So how did Rabbeinu Yonah know it's pata from chala? So Rabbeinu Yonah quoted a magic word, ba'acholchem. Says in the Chumash, ba'acholchem elecha ba'aret. So Rabbeinu Yonah was mechadish a new din. That in order to be chayav with chala, not only is it critical that it come from the right ingredients, from the chamesh din edagon and water, and Hashem isa, and everything that's all nice, but there's an additional criteria called ba'acholchem. And anytime you're lacking in that din of achochem, that's a hafkor, that's a potter from chala. And then Yonah said, how did he know that that's true? So he brought a right from a mishnah, mesechus chala. The itzaklovim says to Ben Yonah, when you bake bread to feed to the dogs, it looks like the same bread, tastes like the same bread, but if your intention was only feed it to the animals, the mishnah says, mefarish, it's potter from chala. Says to Ben Yonah, how do you know? Where did that come from? How in the world does Chanal know that itzaklovim is potter? So whereas Rashi said one shot and the Rashi said another shot, we said the Arichos last week that Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah say it's lacking in the word ba'acholchem. So Rabbeinu Yonah develops this whole yisayin in the chaschala l'shitas in three different applications that in order to be chayav in chala, it has to be something which is made derech achila. So what does made derech achila mean? The din of derech achila comes to exclude something which is for derech tibul, which is only for dipping, not for actually eating. It also comes to exclude isas haklavim, which is made for animal consumption, not for human consumption. And now Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us the third halacha, that it has to be not just for human consumption, and not just for eating, but it has to be derech achilas pas. If it's not derech achilas pas, but derech achilas noodles, that's not going to be chayav and chala. So we have really a double machlokes between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah about this entire sugya, about this whole kreplach slash noodle sugya, a machloek is both in terms of hilchos chala as well as in terms of hilchos hamotzi.
The
licorice b'chayv and chala, you mean? With
licorice?
It's all flour and water, we said. With licorice, could you call it a koi from any donor? For sure it's going to be bought from chala. It's not going to be any worse than the noodles. It's a koi that tells us who says that. If it's flour and water, that's it. Doesn't matter what. Will it be chayv and chala? Sounds wild. The licorice should be chayv and chala. I don't know. Let's think about that. I'll think about that one. I don't know. So this is all assuming Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat in the Mishnah is right. We haven't yet even seen the other Pshat in the Mishnah today. But Rabbeinu Tam assumes, and Taisa assumes, and Rabbeinu Yonah assumes, that chilas eats of the sofa soup and chayv and chala means kreplach, means wonton, the chayv and chala. But what do you do with that piece of information that the kreplach chayv and chala? So there's a double machlokes, Taisa and Rabbeinu Yonah. So the first machlokes was how to understand the nature of that halacha. Is that a din of Isa? Is that a din of lechem? That's committed to make a motzi on it. So according to Tosfos, the halacha is that it's called lechem, and therefore not only is a krap chayv and chala, we have to make a motzi on them. According to Rabbi Yoel, just because it's chayv and chala doesn't translate to a motzi. Chala is a function of Isa, and a motzi is a function of lechem. So that's the first machlokes Tosfos and Rabbi Yoel. Then we have a second unrelated machlokes Tosfos and Rabbi Yoel, is that even within hilchos chala, just because something is flour and water and blula ava, is that automatically chayv and chala? According to Tosfos, yes. According to Tosfos, even noodles, which are so far removed from being lechem, are still going to be chayv and chala. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah, no. So it's a machlokes both in terms of hilchos chala as in terms of hilchos brachas. It's a machlokes in hilchos brachas vis-a-vis kreplach. It's a machlokes in hilchos chala vis-a-vis lochshin. So a double machlokes between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah. You take into consideration what your kavanah is doing. Right. That's right. The same way that Isak Klavim, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, even though right now it's the same process, but it's all shame in the future, that's going to be a mafkiyah.
Right. But that, put into question, so if the end of the process, it started as a sotechen, but the end of the process was.
Oh, so that's not going to change it. That doesn't affect. If it's afkor, the achila. If it's afkor, the achila.
Because the moment that you started the ifa, you already had in mind the end process of something else. So it's actually not the end process that
It's your mind, right? Right.
It's the beginning of the point of the Shavuot Zman Arutzodem, because that's what considered. That's the way to understand. You have to define Arutzodem in two ways.
Right. One is the physical entity,
right.
And then the goal of this Arutzodem. Right. Then the Arutzodem will not be called Arutzodem.
Right, but according to Rabbeinu Yonah agrees to Rabbeinu Tam, that's going to be chayav and challah. If you make a dough, even though you're planning on cooking it, it's still chayav and challah. So the kavanas levash or the kavanas levtagein is not maskiya the din of risosechem, but the din of acholchem depends on what your kavana is. So the din of risosechem, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is that's the sign at the time of Elisha. That's it. I mean, if it's called Elisha, it's called the risosechem. Now it's called the risosechem the olam v'ad. But the dinim that are noveh from ba'acholchem, then the dinim of lechem also the kusach, the dinim of isaklovim, the dinim of lokshim, which is not the echachim was passed. All those are lokshim take into consideration what the kavanas agav is going to be.
And
sukkanim. So sukkanim, that's not a din of ba'acholchem. That's a din which is noveh. Why is that a chishon of ba'acholchem? That's a chishon of
ba'acholchem. Sukkanim still called lechem.
Yeah. Yes, so Sukkanim just means it was just cooked.
Right?
According to Ben Yonah, it's not called lechem. According to Ben Yonah, even how can it be derech achilas pas, and yet we're turning around and not calling it a halachic lechem? Yes, that's not a good question. Right? That nekuda from Ben Yonah, right? That's not a good question.
They're not
cholik in kreplach. The cholik legabi hamotzi kreplach. According to Ben Yonah, you don't make hamotzi in kreplach because it's ECS but lechem no. According to Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, you do make a melting kreplach. So it's a double machloikis. There's machloikis legabi the brach on kreplach, and machloikis legabi the chiv chala on lokshin. Two different machloikis. So comes the Rash, in his parish of Mishnayis, we saw the Rash a little bit in the last sugya, comes the Rash on that Mishnah, bring out Mishnah Hey in Maseches Chala, comes the Rash and says that everything we've been saying up to now is working with one assumption, assuming that Rabbeinu Tam's original pshat in the Mishnah is correct, that that's what Chilasa Isa Vesofa Sufkanin means. So says the Rashi, begs to differ with the Ben Atam. If you disagree with the Ben Atam, then everything we've been saying for the last 20 minutes falls by the way. That also says the Rashi, what does the Mishnah really mean? Chilasa Isa Vesofa Sufkanin means the spouse of the Rashi. I made an Isa, I made a thick dough, I'll das to make it. I was planning on making it to challah. I was planning on making it to a matzah. And then what happened? And I realized that, you know, I got enough matzah ready for Pesach. Let's make a few more kreplach for a week before Pesach. So I changed in midstream. I changed my mind. What was Tchilaso Isa? My original kavana was Isa. My original kavana was to make it for a regular dough and to bake it like a loaf of bread. So for Sufkin, and then, and only then, I changed courses, and then I went ahead and I cooked it or I deep fried it. So chayav mechala. Since my initial lisha, my initial asiyas ha'isa was not al das bread, then and only then it's chayav mechala. But says the Rash, I'm sorry, lu yitzuyer, that I originally needed the dough al das to cook, al das to deep fry, so then totally completely potter from chala. There never was a chayav mechala. That which Rabbeinu Tam said, the wontons and the lokshins and the kreplach, everything is chayav mechala, even though mitchilas ha'isa was not al das levashel, says the Rashi, that is not correct. That if it's tchilas ha'isa, only if my original intention was to bake it, and then I change in the middle, is a chayav mechala. But if it's al das bishul mitchila, then it's totally completely parted from chala. This is the Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah. So according to the Rashi, let's go now to the case of the kreplach and the noodles. According to the Rash, kreplach are pata from chala, not even in the ballpark to discuss whether you make a melty out of it. It's pata from chala for sure, there's no melty. Lokshin is also not in the ballpark to discuss whether it's chayav and chala, not in the ballpark to discuss whether you make a melty. So we have two different cases, we have four different variables now. We want to know what, if I was in Shin, I would draw a chart. So we want to know kreplach, chayav and chala, or hamotzi. Two factors in terms of kreplach, then lokshin. Chayav Chalah or Hamotzi. What's the answer to those four boxes? So the answer is there are three sheetahs in the Rishonim. What's the answer to those four boxes? So let's go through the three sheetahs very quickly. According to Tosfos B'Da'as Rabbeinu Tam, so what's the answer to the question, a kreplach, chayav, and chal? The answer is absolutely yes. That's the Mishnah. Do you make Hamotzi on kreplach? The answer is absolutely yes, because according to Tosfos, whatever's chayav and chal is called lechem, and you make Hamotzi. What about the two boxes of lokshin, according to Tosfos? So lokshin is chayav and chala, because that's chilas isa v'sof v'sof kinin. And as a quirk, you don't make a motzi on it. You don't make a motzi on it because it doesn't have tzuras hapas. That's on the four boxes line up according to Tosfos. According to Rabbi Yonah, how do the four boxes line up? So let's go back to the first box. So kreplach chayiv and chala. Absolutely, that's the Mishnah. If you make a motzi on kreplach according to Rabbi Yonah, absolutely not, because it's isa yes, but lechem no. What about lochshin? A lochshin chayiv and chala according to Rabbi Yonah? No, because it's not derech achilas pas. You make a motzi on lochshin, not even to discuss. Nothing to discuss. It's pas from chala. Then for sure there's no hamotzi. That's how the four boxes line up according to Rabbi Yonah. What about according to the Rash? How do the four boxes line up? So, go back to Kreplach. Kreplach, Chayev, and Chala? No, because that's not Chilas Isa, because since it was Aldas with Chila to cook, that's why I called it Isa the Chala. Totally Patrum Chala. If it's Patrum Chala, you can't discuss Hamotzi, so that's clearly the case. What about Lokshin? According to the Rash, Lokshin, of course, is Patrum Chala. It's also, if it was Aldas with Chila to cook, you make a multi on Lokshin, obviously that's absurd to discuss according to the Rash for a variety of reasons. So that's the basic sugya in a nutshell. Four different possibilities. Lokshi l'gabi chala, l'gabi bracha, and kreplach l'gabi chala, l'gabi bracha. So we have three different shittas, the Gedalia, Rishon, and Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rash. Now the question becomes, how do we paskin? L'maisa. So comes the Shulchan Aruch, in the third of the month, comes the Shulchan Aruch, and you're a day into the Shimchos Pesach Gimel. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, Isa shebli losa ava, V'gilgula al das la boshla over tovra olas also subkino liyashe bechama we got bechama also last week va'asa came and the person did it means he made kreplach. That's exactly what the Shulchan is describing. He made kreplach. He made the isa the blila ova al das la vashla l'tagna. Says the Shulchan Aruch p'tura. It's potter legamrei from chala. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rash? Like many of the Rishonim went along the sheet of the Rashtra. Ban held away. Other Rishonim, the Rash held away. Like most of the Gedolim Rishonim who didn't accept Rabbi Natan at all. However, Yugla Lassas Men Alechem, whatever person made the dough to make it into bread, the Nimloch Labashal Latagma Asos Asukum Yavshim Chama, then Chayevis. This is the Rash's shot in the Mishnah. According to the Rash, that's what the Mishnah means. Chilasa Isa Besophus of Kinin, Shekhmanis Chayev Mishaz Gilgul. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin straight out like the Rash, that Blila Ovash and his Bashla, and Bitchilas Kavanosa was the Bashla. It's not even in the ballpark, it's not Chayv and Chala. Therefore the Kreplach are Patrim Chala, the Lokshin is Patrim Chala, everything is Patrim Chala, according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Do we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch? So comes the Shach, and the next day the man becomes, and you're a day of Shin Chav Tesef Gimel, and Dalet says the Shach, Ptura, the Kev and the Gilgula, Aldas, the Bashla, Lochal alea chov aschala de basadaito aslina. Niu. Hire de poskim chokim. However, says the Shach, there are many poskim who disagree. Who are those poskim who disagree? Led, first and foremost, by Rabbeinu Tam, who hold, the hechad de brilosa ava. Afilu gilgul adas de bash lo chayevis bechala. To be yadnis chayev mishaz gilgul kudi isa bevesi oisek. So therefore, says the Shach, since not everybody agrees that his psach of the Shulchan Aruch was only quoting the Rash, and Rabbi Natan and others disagree. L'chein yesh l'hachmir l'hafresh chala b'lo bracha. Says the Shach, what we should do is, the correct thing to do is when you make kreplach, you make wontons, or for that matter, when you make, I think, jelly donuts, because that's what jelly donuts are, the blula ovas shenis bashla, so they're deep fried. So says the Shach, he thinks the correct thing to do is to be mafresh without a bracha. So comes the Pesachei Tshuva and says, if this is true, if we're going to follow this Shach's Chumrah to be Chayshish V'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, how far do we have to go in terms of this Chumrah? So let's take a look. So, Ayin Behetev in Pesachei Tshuva and Siman Shin Chav Tes Aleph, Ayin Behetev V'shem Shach, V'kosev V'dai Kemershis of Kotan Beis V'zeh L'shono, V'kosev V'mordechai V'perakol Shah, the L'divra Rabbeinu Tam, Isa Shekorin Vokshin, O Kreplach, O Pashtida, kind of a food, chayav bechala. So says the Mordechai, who is basically quoting the Tosfos in our sugya, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the lokshin is chayav bechala, and the kreplach are chayav bechala, will divrei chokim al potter, and according to the Rash, so of course all of those the above, lokshin and the kreplach are going to be potter. So now, we who are going to try to follow the Shach, we are going to be chayshish for the Shach, that is a sfeik of the din, and we're not really sure who's right, so we're going to be mafresh chala b'li bracha. So comes the Pesachei Tshuva and says, we should insist on being mafresh chala without a bracha, both from kreplach and from lokshin. Amnam Bipeirish Rabbeinu Yonah Biparaketim Mevarach Nashva the Afla Rabbeinu Tam Isas Lokshin Potter Atam Shono. Which Rabbeinu Yonah is this? The one we've been talking about. That Rabbeinu Yonah who says that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, a Bula Av is not enough. It has to be Bula Av or Aldas Achila. And Lokshin is not called Aldas Achila's Pas. And therefore, even if you want to be chayish Rabbeinu Tam, the man the Rabbeinu Tam, you have to be chayish Rabbeinu Tam. That's for kreplach. That's for the wantons. But for things such as lokshin, which are bechwalat achilas pas, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, perhaps there's no reason to be machmir. And he quotes others who question that Rabbeinu Yonah really say it. Not say it. The mic the way it appears in Rabbeinu Yonah, it sounds exactly like he said it. So it comes out lahalacha. Where does this put us lahalacha? For those who follow straight Shulchan Aruch and not even concerned with the Shach's Chumrah, they say we pass him straight like the Rash and the discussion. So everything's part from Chala. The Lokshin's Pater and the Kreplacha Pater and the Jelly Donuts' Pater. Everything's part. It's all Bula Avash and it's Mashla finish and the discussion. The Shach who threw a monkey wrench into this Kula who said, wait, that's a posh, let's not do away from it. It sounds so fast. Let's be Chayshish, just be Mafish without a Bracha. So come the Gedol Yechronim and say, even if you want to be Chayshish for the Shach, does that mean that we have to be choshesh for the shach vis-a-vis even the lokshin? Do we have to be mafish chal from lokshin? Or do we say the lokshin already have Rabbeinu Yonah to fall back on? Other things, maybe the jelly donuts, maybe the kreplach, other kinds of foods, maybe, yeah? But the lokshin, actually, they can't know. So how do we know how we know it today? I don't think places are mafish chal lokshin. You have to check with the lokshin companies. I would be surprised if any of the from companies that be mafish chal on the lokshin. I doubt it, but I shouldn't say with absolute certainty. What about in terms of the other things, in terms of the kreplach, in terms of the wontons, in terms of those other kinds of things? So that's how it depends. That depends on this. So those who follow straight Shulchan Aruch and say that, the whole thing is part to finish out of discussion. But I said, the Ramal sounds like also, the Ramal doesn't disagree with that Shulchan Aruch. But those who are chayshish for the shach would at least be mafish without a bracha. So I don't know, you know, what's that policy? Do we know? We mafish chal on the wontons.
But wouldn't the difference if you eat the wontons like you do the lokshin, have it in the soup?
Yeah, but the problem with the wontons,
right? Wontons you eat as a main dish, wouldn't that?
Yeah,
make
I don't know. Maybe there's gonna be a motzi. Maybe we'll see. So then, hopefully tomorrow we'll have to continue everything that we learned now. We got the challah. We have to now plug it all in. We got to be a motzi and see where all this fits in the mic.
But also, we can take out a prasha of challah.
I mean, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not made there. It's made there for chilas, like
the lunch,
yeah.
But in the soup,
yeah. Maybe. I don't know who the baker is, but the baker, the mafish challah, is over.